אנחנו קוראים בחוברת זוהר לעם פרשת נוח עמוד 40 ו.
We're reading from our booklet Zohar for All. Page 40, article. וניתן לשאול שאלות במעלה. מוראים אתכם. You can And the fear of you and the dread of you. You can ask questions live through kab.tv. Questions that are relevant will be aired. We are reading from Zohar for All, page 41, article, and the fear of you and the dread of you. Item Resh Nun Bet. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be. From here on, you shall have forms of human beings. If you carry out that condition called and the fear of you and the dread of you, then from here on you rise to a degree where you are called Adam, man. And so far you were on a level called a beast. Man or beast are levels of desire within us, from which the animals of the field are afraid. Those are desires that we will still have to correct by raising them to the level of man. Before, since the sin of the tree of knowledge, they didn't have forms of humans. All the desires were broken. To begin with, it is written, in the image of God he made man. It also says, in the likeness of God he made him. Therefore, the animals of the field shall be afraid of them. Since they sinned, their forms changed from that upper form, and they started fearing of the animals of the field, meaning the levels of man that was corrected. When it descended from above downwards, it fell to the level of the animals of the field, and even less. And this is why it says that they feared the animals of the field. They all became broken, and the highest the desire was, the lower it fell. Item Resh Nun Gimel. To begin with, all the creatures of the world opened their eyes and saw an upper holy form of the humans, and they were afraid of it. Since they sinned, their form transformed in front of the eyes of the animals to a different form. Therefore, it turned out that the humans are afraid and they dread the other creatures, meaning that all the other desires within man, on the inanimate, vegetative, and animate speaking, they're all on the level of the will to receive. Item Resh Nun Daled. All those humans who didn't sin before their master and didn't violate the commandments of the Torah, luster form does not change by seeing the upper form, the image of God, and all the creatures of the world are afraid of him. And when humans violate the words of the Torah, their form is changed. And then they are afraid of other creatures because the upper form was changed and moved away from them. Then the animals of the field govern them because they do not see the upper form in them as they should. We're talking about man's inner world, the animals of the field, the man within, and how he is afraid of the animals of the field because the animals can attack him or eat him, and whether he can correct them and in order to raise them to the level of man. Resh Nun Hei. Therefore, when they went out of the ark, because the world was renewed as in the beginning, he blessed them with this blessing and made them governors over all the creatures, even the fish of the sea. As it is written, all the fish of the sea into your hands are they delivered. Into your hands are they delivered. Before that, because when the Creator created the world, He delivered everything into their hands, as it is written, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. So they were given to them since the first man was created. We need to accept each and every world in its spiritual form, meaning these are desires in us, forces in us, and we somehow need to find a connection between the words, the fish, the animals in the field, the man, the ark, the waters of the flood. Where are those qualities? I reveal myself. I want to look at myself as if in an x-ray, because it only happens in me, and without except me there is nothing. The Zohar only talks about matter and form clothed in matter, only about our desires and the forms, the qualities in those desires only. So, there is, behind these words, besides my qualities, there is nothing.
Because man is the last in creation, and it is known that the pure creations were created first, were sorted first. It turns out that the discernment of man is the coarsest of all creations in the world. It is also known that the thicker the masach, the higher level of zivug it receives. Hence, man received a higher level of light than all the creations of the world, and this is the image of God. Hence, his fear was for all the creations in the world, because it is the nature of the smaller one to surrender and to fear the greater one. Questions about the material, about the understanding of the material, about what's written, about how you feel it, how you receive it. Yes.
No.
What does it mean that the discernment of man is the coarsest? We're talking about the will to receive in us, which is the only thing that there is. The Creator created the will to receive existence from absence. In that will to receive, in the only evolution that actually occurred, which is the tip of the Yud and Yud Kevavke, the four phases of direct light. What happens after the four phases of direct light with this development is happening only within Bchinat Daled, within the fourth discernment. It feels itself this way, it builds itself this way, it builds world, consumes from the Creator, wants to receive, doesn't want to receive, the first restriction, second restriction, it's all within Malchut Ein Sof. But the four phases of direct light, the Havaya, the name of the Lord. This is in that development, because without it there is no connection between the Creator and the creature. Up to Malchut Ein Sof, there was real evolution. From Malchut Ein Sof onwards, you can say it's imaginary, kind of, seemingly, because the worlds are concealments of Malchut Ein Sof, which is being concealed or hidden. In the second state, in order to return in the third state to the revelation of Malchut Ein Sof, so we really understand where we are. So that Malchut Ein Sof, once it was created after the four phases of direct light, It's included with the 4 degrees of Aviyut in her, because she feels herself developing, and the sensation of her development or evolution comes to her from the recognition of the Aviyut, the coarseness or thickness in her. That's why Malchut and Sof is made of roots, 1, 2, 3, 4 degrees of Aviyut, hers. And those degrees of Aviyut which she feels, we call them still vegetative, animate, speaking, and godly. The root is the God, the Keter, the tip of the Yud, and the Yud Kivavke are Chuma bin Azaran bin Malchut, or still vegetative, animate, and speaking. And the fourth Pchina, the thickest, is called Adam, because Malchut has to be Doma, similar to Keter. From Keter to Malchut, there is a bestowal from above downwards, from the Creator to the creature, and Malchut, with a reflected light that reforms her, has to become similar to Keter. That's why when Adam fell, he fell. When man falls, he falls down. When he rises back to resemble Keter. It's called in the image of God as I created man. What is the Tselem, the image? It's the qualities of Bina, where through Bina, Malchut connects to Keter. Bina is in the middle between Malchut and Keter. So we always need to picture 5 degrees of Aviyut in us, and in them the whole of reality occurs. We don't know and don't understand anything beyond the 5 degrees of Aviyut. There's no reality besides that. This world, the upper world, it's all inside. That's why I have to see what degrees you're talking about, what qualities you're talking about, within my desires only. Because there is nothing besides my desires. Yes. However, after he sinned in the tree of knowledge and lost the level of light and remained with the greatest Aviyut of all creations, without a masach, I've said, empty, without light, and it became revealed that he is lower than all creations in the world, because it's the greatest of youth without a masach. Hence, the method was inverted. So man is afraid of the creations of the world. They're stronger than him, and it's truly so. We're not even aware of how we are the weakest, more than bacteria, insects, birds, anything, and how dependent on them we are in everything. Because our Aviyut is the biggest, and we don't have a masach, not even a masach that protects, that hides us. And in our desires, that's the way it is. The man in us is so small, the human in us, the desire of human is so small that when I get a desire of a beast, I immediately surrender and it immediately controls me. For money, honor, sex, for this or that pleasure, I can't control it. They can do anything they want with me. That's the meaning of man being the smallest. The man in me is smaller, is weaker than all of the desires in me. And as it is written, if man sins, he is told, the mosquito came before you. Because if he does not sin and keeps a masach over his Aviyut, then the Aviyut is praising him, is improving him, because for this reason he obtains a higher level of light. But when he sins and loses the level of his light and remains only with his Aviyut, it is admonishable for him. It diminishes him. And then the mosquito comes before him in virtue, because he is sorted at first, and he is purer. So even those desires of animals, fish, birds, mosquitoes, whatever, they are small desires without free choice. I'm talking about the desires in me. There is no free choice in them. I'm not asked about them. I'm not told I have to correct them. I have to correct only what belongs to the human degree in me. That's the meaning of all the other desires in me joining the human degree. That's the only degree I have to work on. At the level of these desires, I have free choice and connection with the Creator. The rest, support it and join it. Go on. Resh Nun Vav. With 10 kinds of praise did David praise the Creator. And one of them is enlightening, which indicates the wisdom. And this is one degree of these 10 degrees. Conducting, playing, enlightening, stains, psalms, song, happy, prayer, thanks, and praise. By them, David corrected the book of Psalms. And David corrected himself before that degree was on him. David corresponds to Malchut. It's the general quality of our Malchut. It's called David. If a person achieves that degree, he's got 10 forms of praise, of connection, of gratitude to the Creator. Well, of course, each word, each name has a... You need to explain it, what it is. David, King David is corresponding to our corrected kingdom, Malchut. So correspondingly, we have to learn which degree we have to achieve. Resh Nun Zayin. Happy is he whose transgression is forgiven, because when the Creator weighed the sins and virtues of people on the scale, the scale on the side of demerit goes up, and the other, which are the virtues in the other scale, are sent down. This is whose transgression is forgiven, because the plate with the transgression was carried up, since he is mostly worthy and some unworthy, less. We're in a system called the system of the worlds, where the right and left are equal, and the Creator in between is Keter. Chochma, Bina, and Dat in the middle are like the scales, the highest scales, and we're below with our work in three lines, Netzachot and Yesod. If we are congruent with that higher phrase, with our own lower phrase, a lower sentence, then it's okay. If not, it's called that the Creator sentences us. The formula for him is always that we are in the midline, balancing these two forces. If not, and because we don't sentence, he doesn't sentence. But when he doesn't sentence, it's not to punish us. It's to show us where we are off balance. And then we think it's a punishment, but it's not. It's a correction. He's just showing us where we have to correct ourselves. And then because of the unpleasant sensation, what we call the punishment, we can add correction and make it so that as below, so above, we will be similar to him in equivalence of form. Go ahead. Because the right line is the scale of merit, and the left line is the scale of demerit, because the judgments come only from him. And the middle line sentences between the scales between the plates of the scales, extending the right light, right hand light from above downwards, Rav said it's chasadim, mercy, and the light of the left from below upwards, because you receive only you receive wisdom only by rejection from below upwards. And this sentencing is called forgiven the transgression, when he elevates the illumination of the left so it doesn't shine from above downwards. By that it annuls all the sins and transgressions, because there is no grip for the judgments in the illumination from below upwards. Go on. Resh Nun Chet. It is written, whose sin is pardoned. This means that when there is judgment in the world, it is covered, so the saboteur does not control him, as it was for Noah, whom the Creator covered during the flood from that sin of the tree of knowledge, which Adam HaRishon extended onto the world. For this reason, the saboteur did not see him, meaning he had no grip in him, so he could punish him. And because Adam extended this sin unto the world, the rest of creations rule, and man fears them, and the world is not corrected. Meaning, if a person connects himself to the quality of the stone, hides in the Creator, then he protects a person, covers him, and then he's got nothing to be afraid of. The minute he's detached, he's got a problem. He has to search for how he can protect himself by himself against these fears, these creations. Yes? And because of that, when Noah left the ark, the Creator blessed him. As it is written, and God blessed Noah, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the field, of the earth. And he returned him to that first discernment as it was with Adam HaRishon prior to the sin of the tree of knowledge, when all creations feared him. That's a degree after the flood.
It's like Adam HaRishon before the sin. Obviously, this isn't exactly the same because corrections were made here. Well, we'll learn that later, why that detour has to happen, as if the creation of the world kind of happened again. Item Resh Nun Tet. And you be fruitful and multiply. In those blessings, the females were not mentioned. Rather, it says Noah and his sons. But the writing didn't mention females. And you is written with an extra letter Vav. It includes males and females together, because the Vav of the word and you multiplies, includes the females too. Noah, et is a word that is redundant here, et Noah, and this is the name of the female that is here to include Noah's wife and their sons. The word et again includes their women. Item Resh Samech. Due to that, it says, be fruitful and multiply to create offsprings. So the females are blessed too. From here on, they should multiply in the land. And the Creator gave them the seven commandments of the Torah to them and to all that will come after them until Israel will stand on mountain of Sinai. And then all the commandments of the Torah were given to Israel at once. If we're discussing the inner scrutiny, so what is Mount Sinai, all the commandments that I feel within me, how I sort them out, how I begin to correct my desires and connect within me what is called the external ones, the internal ones, and that's basically the whole correction of Mount Sinai, over the hatred that is revealed. How can there be hatred revealed? Because in my desire, the other desires don't look as my own. So why do I need to fulfill those desires? They don't look like my own desires. I see that there are other desires in the world, but not mine. Within my own desire, I feel only me. And the whole world is in me. So I discover that the world is within me, but in this world, there is still me and others. So towards those who look to me as others, I feel hateful. So in order to be aware that these are not others, and to have this urgency to connect with them, although I feel them as others, this is how I look at them through my desires. And I cannot convince myself that those desires are mine. They just seem to me like that. What can I do? So, through those discernments and scrutinies, examinations, I come to the conclusion where it's mine, for sure, on the one hand. On the other hand, I can't feel it like that. Then I reach a state called Mount Sinai, and then I demand the revelation of the Creator, because only His revelation can help me connect with others and achieve arvut, mutual guarantee. And after that, I already begin to work with my will to receive, which is seemingly all mine. There are still problems here of how to work with it, because some things are in order to receive, some in order to bestow. All the details and the problems of this process unfold throughout the 40 years of the desert. But this is already towards those desires that seemed to me as others, and I start relating to them by bestowal in order to bestow, until we reach the land of Israel, which means starting to refer to them, relate to them by receiving in order to bestow. This means entering the land of Israel. And all of that happens within my desires. And now, if we go from that point backwards, then we can explain why is the flood needed and all that process of Noah, who understood how opposite he is to others, hateful towards others, and yet has to connect with others, and how he sees that the whole world is wicked and he's only a single righteous. So he separates all those desires within, distinguishes them as into groups of desires that he can take into the ark. And this is just showing how on every degree and level we clarify all the desires. You see how he takes everything in the world into the ark. He must. And then correct it by attaching that general desire to Bina, where everyone is together as a group and everyone wants to hide in the quality of Bina that will connect them. And all those desires in the meantime die. They drown in the waters of the flood, and then those desires reached their correction. So Noah, after the ark, after he comes out of the ark, it isn't the same Adam HaRishon, first man, that starts the creation of the world. And all the animals already are friends with him. Noah is already a scrutiny of that man after many of the desires that couldn't be corrected were cancelled by the waters of the flood. And what happens with them after the flood, we will talk about it. So, as much as we can describe these things within our will to receive, the only place where it happens, and that's our whole study. By these efforts, we will begin to feel that this is reality. This is where our inner world is, our spiritual world. It will help us connect between us and then reveal the Zohar. Questions? What should be the inner work of our viewers on TV or on the internet? You know, when I speak to the learning center students or campus students, people are waiting for this Zohar lesson and they're really not used to getting up so early in 3 a.m. Israel time to hear the lesson. I'll tell you why, because the Zohar is an opportunity for all of us to reveal the true reality. The true reality is within the person. As you discover that you perceive the current reality the same way, and you can reveal, sort out, and see your internality this way, so that instead of this world only that you also see within you, you will also reveal the spiritual world, and there will be no deflection or contradiction that you will find, because everything will be revealed in your desires. By correcting our desires, we unlock the ability to see through them. People who are not ready for the absorbing the Zohar the way we do, they can still join us, just like a baby is found among adults in this world, and they provide him with everything. It doesn't matter that it's just like a baby that's born into the 20th century. He receives from all the previous generations according to his degree, according to his degree in this world. And we need to reach him from the previous generation with everything prepared for him. We have to take everything from the prior generations, prepare what we can in our generation, and bring them. So the babies that join us, so to speak, are new beginner students, our friends. They can attain the same things, the same revelations that we expect to attain. And there is no difference whatsoever between us, as long as they are willing to listen as much as they can and bond with us and immerse themselves. And the fact that I hear that they have some sort of anticipation or fear or honor towards that, this is very important. It's very important in order to connect with this book. Besides that, we should understand that this book is working on a group. It doesn't work on an individual. And if we will not think about unity along with it, then we'll just miss it. It'll slip through. Therefore, we have to be united as we read the book, and in any way we discuss it, we should only think about the unity of the vessels. You can say, but you're always saying that I have to feel within, that I have to delve into myself, drown there, and there in my desires find the fish, the animals, the Noah, the creator, humans, and work with that. And now you're going back to the group, which is outside. The group is not outside. The group is the sorting out and the connection of all those desires called outside of me. All that I feel outside of me is actually within me, and I need to tie them together with that concept of I within myself. I need to connect that with the concept of the externality, the others within myself. I don't feel them as outside my body, and that's the others. It is my desires, and they're divided in that way. We also learn this from the wisdom of Kabbalah, that you have the internality and the externality of the kli, the surrounding and the inner, and I have to correct both interior and exterior, and I connect them. I correct them by their connection. So a group, to me, is called the desires, which I attach to myself, all of them. You can say, wait a minute, what do you mean attaching all of them to myself? There are desires that I can't correct. You attach them and then you sort them out and say, okay, this I can't correct, but that's mine. There's nothing that is not mine. So man becomes incorporated with the whole world. He includes the whole world. As it says, man is a small world. This is something necessary that we should keep trying to accept it with great efforts and mutual efforts, where each delves within himself and fixes these things and organizes these things, and this should happen throughout the day. As we read the Zohar from time to time, only that way we can find wholeness, and we won't have a conflict thinking about this or thinking about that, or wait a minute, I got mixed up again. No, you achieve a complete form that you are in peace with. You're not confused. You understand what's going on.
The Creator will help, and we'll switch to the next part of the lesson. And before we switch to the next part of the lesson, we'll sing a song together.
Shelter. שלנו עכשיו הזמן שלנו עכשיו הזמן שנחזור